Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here from the Juno Artist Gallery. Welcome Lori Craig and Mary McEwen.
Thanks a lot for having us, Shelley.
Oh, thanks so much for being here. So would one of you please just remind our listeners briefly what is the Juno Artist Gallery, who or what you are?
We are Juno's local cooperative gallery. We have about 20 to 25 members. It fluctuates. And each of us, as an artist, takes turns working the front counter. So there was always an artist on duty. And as a membership organization, we are definitely all part of the same unit and work for each other as well as for ourselves. And it works out just great.
Yes, and you've been doing it for a long time. Anything to add to that, Mary?
Yeah, my perspective is a little bit different because I'm the very newest member of the gallery. But so far, it's been a great venue to display art as well as have that community of other working artists in town, finding out what they do and more about their work as well.
And how long have you been involved with them?
Since June.
So you're the newest member?
Yes.
Wow. And you were also the first Friday or the featured artist for First Friday. Sorry. Featured artist for the month of September last month.
I was, yes.
Yeah. So I missed the interview. I know you came in and spoke, but tell me a little bit about your work.
So the work that I have at the gallery is mostly painting, some watercolors and mixed media pieces that are on the wall, and then some three-dimensional work. I have some hand-painted ornaments as well.
So how long have you been making these pieces?
Well, I graduated with an art degree about 20 years ago, and since that time have been doing very little art and focused on a different career pursuit instead. So this actually represents a little bit of a shift for me.
A bit of a renaissance.
Get back into it.
Yeah. Yep. What inspired you to work with those particular media?
Painting was always something that I was really drawn to, and now with my little kids getting bigger and getting into painting and crayons and always having those kind of supplies around the house, it made me kind of start to play with things again. And so some of the paintings that I have up at the gallery now even, you know, feature crayons and some things like that with bright colors and things that I kind of gravitated toward while working with my daughter. So that's been a fun new change in direction as well.
Heck yeah. I love playing with crayons. So this is First Friday coming up on Friday, October 4th. Juno Artist Gallery usually has something going on. Is there anything that you wanted to highlight today?
Well, we are in the week of our Locals Appreciations Days, and that started on Monday. It'll go through Saturday, October 5th. It will incorporate, of course, First Friday. And we've got 15% off on everything and 75% off on some items.
Wow.
The reason that we do this is that while we appreciate the fact that we have a lot of visitors come to town, we're positioned in a place where we are always serving our local community. And I work on some of the busiest days, and it's really fun to see friends come by and they'll stop and chat. It's very social for all of us, regardless of the time of year. And so this is our way of showing appreciation to people who support us throughout the year.
Terrific. You got your eye on anything in particular that's on sale this week, Mary?
Well, definitely. And it's that time of year where we're starting to think about Christmas shopping as well. So having the extra discount really, I think, adds kind of an incentive to get a jump on holiday shopping, especially for people out of state or who always get the Alaska-themed Christmas gifts.
Yeah. Spoken like someone who crafts Christmas ornaments.
Yeah, a little plug in there for Christmas.
Oh, that's terrific. So you guys are located inside the Senate building on Franklin Street, for those who don't know. And the sale, the Locals Appreciation is going on all week. And then on First Friday, you'll be open at 4:30 for the crowd.
We stay later. And we always make homemade treats. I'm always trying to find something new to share with people because it's a great opportunity to test out some new recipes.
Oh, yes. The snack spread there is very good for those who don't know. But the art spread is even better. Anything else you want to add about this week, this First Friday, the month of October, or upcoming exhibits, events?
Well, I think we're always looking for new members because it's an opportunity that even though we don't have a blank wall space saying this is for you, basically this is. We want to always invite new artists. And Mary, along with some of our other new artists, just brings so much new life to what we do. And it's always really exciting to have new artists join us. So you can stop if you're interested in displaying your work, becoming a member. We've got an explanation of what it takes to do the work as far as running the operation, which we all do, and as being juried into the show. So stop by and pick up an application and consider joining us.
That's great. Anything you'd like to add, Mary?
Yeah, what I would just add to that explanation is that artist, in our case, is really broadly defined. Our group ranges from photography, beadwork, metalwork, of course, painting and etching and sculpture and different things. So I would encourage people partly just to check us out, just the wide range of things that are available, but also if you're thinking about becoming a member and not sure if the type of thing that you work on is really art, well, you'd be surprised. You know, we can expand artist, you know, kind of broadly defined. There's a really wide range of media that people work on.
That's terrific. I think that the Juno Artist Gallery has been a great resource for artists new and old. So thanks for doing what you do. All right. That's Lori Craig and Mary McEwen for Juno Artist Gallery. Locals Appreciation is going on all week, and they will be open on First Friday. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thanks for having us, Shelley.
Thank you.